afternoon. Welcome to today's Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. When Christ was born, for the most part, no one knew that he had been born. And when he was crucified during his ministry and through his ministry into the time of his crucifixion, the Jewish world of that time didn't see who he was, and they didn't realize that their Messiah had come, fulfilled the prophecies about his life and death. And so for the most part, no one understood what was happening. But we are in a unique situation because we are seeing prophecies fulfilled, written 3,700, 4,000, 4,200 years ago, coming to pass. And Russia. Russia's in the Bible. And Russia has a destiny to be great in the years before Christ returns and be destroyed in battle in the Middle East with the nations of Azerbaijan, Iran, some of the few other Soviet blocs, old Soviet blocs, bloc nations, Turkey, Ethiopia, Libya from Africa, and Iran. Iran is a big one. But before Russia can be destroyed, she must be great. And Russia has a obligation to protect the nations that will come to the battle in the Middle East against Israel. And Russia also has an obligation to help China be great, to help China get on her feet, so to speak. And Russia has done that through Vladimir Putin. The two nations unifying was a fear of Henry Kissinger and Brzezinski. They both feared that at some point China and Russia would work together against the United States Empire and America's world hegemony. It has come to pass what they feared. Zygmunt and Kissinger both are now united. And I hate to tell you where they're united, but what they feared, what they warned this country and the West about has come to pass. A blunder of the highest order on the grand chessboard. The blunder, what Joe Biden, what this administration has just done, forced Russia and China into each other's arms. President Putin and Chinese President Xi Jinping on the 17th of May, they have now declared a no-limits partnership. They jointly, in a joint statement last Friday, they stated that they acknowledge a culture and civilizational diversity as a basis for furthering dialogue, cooperation, and experience exchange. Says they also vowed to counter the deviant socialist Western colonial practices or practice of politicization of culture and attempts to canceling the culture of certain countries and peoples. The United States needed a global strategy to maintain its hegemony. Excuse me, I'm trying to read between a over a microphone here. Let me get this to the side. Okay, that's better. The United States needed a new global strategy to maintain its hegemony over the world, which was provided by the late White House National Security Advisor, global strategist Zbigniew Brzezinski, in 1997, in a 1997 treaty stated, called the Grand Chessboard, American Primacy and Its Geostratic Imperatives. It methodically detailed the American Master Plan, to take total control over Eurasia, and it's vital to the world's natural resources. This has always been the plan. Any nation that had any desires to take over the world globally had to control Eurasia. The English, the French, the Germans knew if Germany could have gone into Russia on behest of the Rockefeller family of the United States and the Prime Minister of England, we would be under a German system to this very day. And this is why, because of Bible prophecy, Russia had to be great. If Hitler would have, if the troops would have entered and would have been able to go into Moscow, if Hitler would have taken Moscow, Russia would have been German property to the very day. But Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39 state that Russia must stand as a world leader. Hitler didn't know that he was doomed to fail in Russia. The Rockefellers of this country, the American Defense Department, the Queen of England, they didn't know about the prophecies concerning Russia. If they would have, they might not have tried to invade Russia. But because they didn't know the prophecies, you do. You know what they don't know. Russia, eventually, there was not going to be a Soviet bloc. There wasn't going to be a bloc of nations that would make Russia great. It would be an individual by the name of Vladimir Putin. I'll be back in a few minutes. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Hi, it's Tammy. Naturally Inspired is the fastest growing health show on radio. Tune in for the best guests, real health solutions, strategies for inspired living. Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m., 1360 KHNC. Elevate your afternoons with Naturally Inspired Radio.
Did you know that over 40 million adults in the United States suffer from anxiety? Renew Remedy understands the struggles of anxiety, depression, PTSD, insomnia, and addiction. That's why we offer natural solutions to help you find peace and balance in your life. Call 970-966-8419. That's 970-966-8419 to learn more about our special offer or visit RenewRemedy.com.
Greetings, folks. This is the Constitutional Medicine Man inviting you to join me Saturdays at 2 p.m. for my show, Constitutional Medicine, right here on AM 1360. That's Saturday at 2 p.m. right here on AM 1360.
If you've ever been frustrated or frightened by a cut or a nosebleed that won't stop bleeding, or had an emergency where bleeding can't be controlled, you need Bleed Stop. It's a safe-in-the-wound, non-stinging, FDA-cleared powder that's clinically proven to quickly and easily stop bleeding, even for severe wounds and for people on blood thinners or people with nosebleeds.
My oldest son cut himself with a knife quite badly, and we had Bleed Stop with us, and we put it on the wound, and it stopped the bleeding.
Bandages don't do much to stop the bleeding, certainly not if you're on a blood thinner. Bleed Stop works. Simply put Bleed Stop onto any cut or wound, apply pressure, and watch the bleeding stop.
Easy to apply. It doesn't burn. It doesn't sting.
Take away your bleeding fear. Bleed Stop absolutely works even if you're on blood thinners or suffer from nosebleeds. Bleed Stop is used in emergency rooms across the country. Bleed Stop only works if you have it on hand.
Imagine what Bleed Stop can do for a serious cut.
Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360KHNC webpage. Get yours today.
Are you optimistic about the way that things are going?
No, I never ever think of it at all.
Don't you ever worry when you see what's going down.
Well, I'm proud of my business. That is no business at all.
When it's time to function as a feeling human being with your bachelor of arts, help you get by.
So we're discussing the grand blunder of the what we call the Biden administration, which is not the Biden administration. There is a administration that is giving Biden directions. So a grand coalition of China and Russia united not by ideology, but by complementary grievances, would pose the most dangerous scenario as far as threats to the United States hegemony are concerned. This was Brzezinski. Brzezinski. These Russian words, too much. I don't have time. Vladimir Putin arrived in Beijing last Thursday, first visit abroad. He was visiting Xi Jinping in economic international affairs, and he described Russian-Chinese cooperation in world affairs as, quote, one of the main stabilizing factors in the international arena. After his meeting with Xi Jinping, he emphasized that the two countries are going to jointly uphold the principles of a fair and democratic world order that reflects the rise of global multipolar world. Quote, it is of fundamental importance that the Russian-China relationship is not opportunistic and not directed against anyone. He stated, Russia and China are successfully cooperating in the United Nations, BRICS, the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, as well as the G20. Continuing to quote, we are determined to further harmonize integration processes in the Eurasian space to match the potentials of the Eurasian Economic Union. And, my dear friend, your One Belt Road Initiative, Putin told Xi Jinping. On the economic front, Putin said that the bilateral trade is continuing to set records, hitting a new equivalent of $227 billion in 2023, with Russia continuing to climb up the ladder among China's top trade partners. And he said we're continuing to prioritize cooperation in energy, industry, agriculture. Xi echoed Putin's assessment of the importance of a warm Russia-China tie, emphasizing that the stability and the stable development of the relationship will be conducive to peace, to stability and prosperity in the region of the and the world. Now, U.S. foreign policy gurus spinning in their graves, this has caused problems for, again, Brzezinski and Kissinger. This is his 18th visit to China as of the final meeting last Friday. And this meeting took place 48 hours after the United States slapped a new 25 to 100% tariff on a broad array of Chinese goods. I don't want to just read. This is important because this is prophecy being fulfilled. This situation with China and Russia is prophecy being fulfilled because China could not be great unless Russia was great. China would not be able to develop into the nation she's to be when she comes to Armageddon. Russia is not going to continue to grow militarily, economically, politically without China. The two are the resin and the catalyst that has destroyed the world order of the West. There was a family that owned New York City, the Rockefeller family, John D. Rockefeller, by 1889. The same family owned a nation by 1910, 1915. The same family has attempted to own the world, and they almost did it. You own a city, you own a nation, and you own the world. The attempt to own the world is still in motion. But the Bible says something will happen to take a single system of world control economically, militarily, through technology, and there will be a second system that will at some point come into existence. Prophecy, we in the last, since the 90s, did not know what the Bible said about Russia. Most Christians don't know what God has stated in the Bible about the nation of Russia. They know the prophecies of Ezekiel 38 and 39, and that's the extent of it. But they don't know Russian history. And they don't know that with any nation, you have to have an ordained leader. You had the pharaohs who were the leaders of Egypt. Then you had Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon. Then you can go to the leaders of Greece and Rome, the Caesars of Rome. And as the pattern that was set in the Bible in the Old Testament flows through time to our present time. America's in the Bible. Revelation chapter 18 shows you the culture, the people of the culture. It doesn't necessarily show you the military might. To see the military might and the power of the political power of America, you have to look at Revelation chapter 17. 17 shows you the strength, the power of America. It shows you the political power, shows you the structure, the governing power. And it shows in chapter 17 of Revelation, it shows you what is there, what is presented in a hidden fashion, in a hidden way, corporations. The corporations that work with this government, and through the corporations, the control of continents and oceans and space. I mean outer space. I mean infospace. Techno space. Every kind of space there is. This nation, this harlot, this prostitute, working with these nations that will commit fornication with her. It's very clear. There's only one empire ever in mankind's history like the prostitute in Revelation chapter 17. And many Christians, many religious people believe that this is the Church of Rome, the Catholic Church. Well, they're misled. The Catholic Church doesn't have the power and the resources, the technology that the United States of America as a nation has. This is what Revelation 17 is talking about, a nation that actually the liver would be IBM, the heart would be Bill Gates and his Microsoft, Apple computers. Each system in the body has a corporation, as you might say, a representative. You cannot have a nation as powerful as the United States of America without the nation owning, overseeing, ruling, funding corporations, especially military, like the United States of America. So what I'm reading to you is showing you what has just happened with the resin and the catalyst, the hardener, in like with epoxy. You blend the two, and what you have is something stable and very powerful. This is what had just happened with Russia and China. And the United States, this government, and the governments of the world, they understand it. We, as a society, we just see Russia, and we see China, and we see Israel, and we see Ukraine, and America, and Canada. But if you look at it through the eyes of the Bible, you see the details in the dark, what is hidden on the other side of a wall. It gives you the penetrating ability, like a heat sensor, to see what's on the other side of the wall. Vladimir Putin is the individual, the one individual. Like Xi Jinping is the one individual, and the Bible makes it clear throughout the whole scripture. You have to look at not just the nations and the countries, but you have to look at the individual that is the ruler of these countries. This nation what has been the eye of the hurricane that calmed everything down in this country after the extremely high destroying winds of the Obama administration was Donald Trump. Whether you like him, whether you agree with him, whatever your attitude is for him, he was the, according to the Bible, he was the eye of a hurricane to stop the destructive direction of the Obama years. If he had not stopped that destruction, if he had not had the ability to beat Hillary Clinton in three debates, it wasn't he won one, she won one, and then he won the last debate. No. You go back to the debates. These are phenomenal debates. Some of the most powerful debates ever in any nation in any election. These three debates were superior to any debate, maybe other than in Israel, in any election in American history. He took her to the cleaners. One, two, and out. I'll be back. Rick Rodriguez.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
How much is our government hiding from us? What's the truth about COVID-19? Are climate engineering operations robbing our rain? If you want answers, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Sundays at 1 p.m. on KHNC 1360 AM.
I'm excited to announce we're having a huge MyPillow spring sale. And here's a few examples. Buy one of our MyPillow 2.0s, you get another MyPillow 2.0 absolutely free. Made with cooling technology, the best pillow ever just got even better. And this just in, 9 brand new colors and styles of our Percale bed sheets. They're made with the finest long staple cotton, and now you can save 50% or more. That's as low as $24.98. And for the first time this year, I'm bringing you our My Slippers and Sandals for as low as $25 a pair. So go to MyPillow.com.
Use that promo code KHNC
to get your MyPillow 2.0s. Buy one, get one free. Percale sheets as low as $24.98. My Slippers and Sandals as low as $25 a pair. And for a limited time, when you order $75 or more, your entire order ships absolutely free.
Off-Road Automotive offers a wide range of used automobiles for all of your off-road and on-road needs. From classic Jeep CJ7s to high-end sporty Corvettes and everyday commuters, they have a vehicle for you. Bad credit or no credit, no problem. Their professional finance team has you covered. Give them a visit at 1392 Denver Avenue in Fort Lupton, or give them a call at 303-502-3230.
Hello, everybody in Northern Colorado. You're all looking good. I knew you would.
Keep listening to AM 1360, the Roar of the Rockies, the best station ever.
Hi, this is Rod with PCs and Parts in Loveland, Colorado. We are your go-to place for computer parts and repair. We have been in business for over 19 years and love fixing computers. Come by and see us at 265 East 29th Street, number H, or visit us at PCsandParts.com. Or you can call us at 970-203-0696. That's PCsandParts.com or call us at 970-203-0696.
If you wanted to see a hurricane a-blowing, let's go back to 2016 and let's reverse everything to see and see what would happen if Hillary Clinton would have been president of this country. The Bible says there would never be a female president. It's in the scripture. No such thing as an American president ever that would be a female. This nation... For the women in this nation, they still don't understand. They don't want to believe and understand that this nation will always be run by males. It's in the Bible. It's just the way it is in this country. But Donald Trump was the man that God picked. Whether this society accepts him or not, it's irrelevant. The Bible says that he was the person that needed and had to stop the destructive winds of the Obama administration. Because if not, this country would have been lost years, 7 years ago. And this country has a destiny to fulfill, and it could not be destroyed through the policies of Obama and what Hillary was planning to do. So God put in Donald Trump. Revelation chapter 17, verse 10, a riddle. And if you understand the riddle, you'll understand. Donald Trump is the seventh president in that riddle. There are this riddle, the seven final presidents of the United States of America, starting with Jimmy Carter to Donald Trump. Out of the seven presidents, there will be a final president, but the final president must come out of that list of the previous of the seven. Donald Trump cannot be the final president. The only one in the riddle, logically speaking, can be Barack Obama. He's going to return for a second round. Another eight-year term. The hurricane and the destructive winds that Donald Trump put a halt to will resume. Donald Trump's political career is almost finished. It's coming to an end. If fate keeps his hand out of this coming election, Donald Trump will be the president. But the hand that I'm talking about is the hand of God Almighty, who reaches into time and is involved in time to give mankind hope, direction, peace, and offers mankind salvation. But at the same time, he has an enemy called the serpent that was in the garden, who becomes a dragon, who's in the book of Revelation. The serpent becomes a dragon. And the dragon, for 6,000 years, has been at war with God. And this dragon has a right to put the people of his choosing in power in a nation that he created, that the Bible talks about. An end-time empire. The Old Testament prophets, Christ, and the apostles talk about a final empire. It's not a theocracy. It is just an empire, like Rome was an empire, Greece was an empire, Babylon the Great. But in this empire, you do have God represented through people. And in this country, born again people. Vladimir Putin is the only man, and now by going back and looking at who he is, where he began, how he was trained, how he was placed in position sovereignly by God to fulfill an objective, to take a nation that was in the ruins economically, militarily, politically, destroyed after the Soviet Union disbanded, which is in the Bible, You see, Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39, this nation Gog in the land of Magog, it doesn't say Gog in the land of Magog with Ukraine and Azerbaijan and with Turkey and other nations, that some of the other nations in the old Soviet bloc. It didn't say that. Russia had to be let go, be free as a nation solo. It came to pass when 1991, Reagan states, you know, Mr. Gorbachev, was it Gorbachev? Break down this wall. It's prophetic. Reagan didn't know what he was saying, but Russia had to break away from the Soviet nations that were put together as a buffer between the West and Russia to keep America from sending forces into the European nations to attack Russia. Russia was pretty weak, actually, other than for her nuclear ability. But Vladimir Putin, this man, he knew what he was doing. He had the abilities. God gave him the abilities to be able to work with other countries diplomatically, especially Xi Jinping. Xi Jinping is not an easy person to work with. But Putin has that ability to work diplomatically. He's very intelligent. He's very, he's military strategies, great strategies, the best. And he took Russia from a nation that was being pieced out to the West, to the Clinton administration, pieced out. All the corporations being sold for nothing. Putin knew what was going on, and there was hell to pay, and there people did get paid back.
The Tree Farm's Memorial Day sale, going on now. The Tree Farm has been family-owned and cared for since 1980. Now get 25% off all sizes of flowering shrubs, including lilacs, spirea, rose of Sharon, and more. Three-year-old old-fashioned purple or white lilacs, now just $67.46 each. Visit thetreefarm.com. The Tree Farm's Memorial Day sale, going on now.
You
come
take
see.
I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
Wagner Electric has the generator to meet your needs. Call now for a free estimate, 970-800-3693. We have everything from standalone generators to portable generators in stock. There is also financing available. We also have an outstanding service department that will offer anything from wiring a pole barn to wiring in new smart switches to create a smart home, as well as electrical inspections. Please call us at 970-800-3693 or visit us at our website at WagnerElectricCo.com. We are located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley. Wagner Electric sets the standards.
'11, the Podesta emails, Epstein Island, Hunter's laptop, the 2020 stolen election. What truths are they hiding? Find out this and more on Just Informed Talk Radio, weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
As the economy collapses, are you prepared to provide even basic essentials for your family? I teach urban survival training course that arms you with hundreds of skills and hacks to keep you and yours going when everyone else gives up. Food and water are only the beginning. Call the Rev at 303-809-3343. That's 303-809-3343.
Don't you know we need you now? We can't hide.
of all the nations, who is going to and who has been able to stand up against this country? France? Germany? England? All of the European nations together? No way. No nation. Not China, not Russia. Up until 2 years ago, collectively, all the nations of the world didn't have the ability to stand up to empire. All the nations of the world realize if they would look at this country, you know, just sideways, they'd be economically destroyed. The IMF, the World Bank, forget about the military. But 2 years ago, February the 4th, the Beijing Olympics, Putin and Xi joined together, created an alliance, a partnership, and that was the beginning of the end of empire. And in this article, if I could get to it, there's proof that this country now has no choice. There is nothing that we can do as a nation, and I don't mean the American people. The American people, you're the target. You're a target, just like the other nations. You will be sanctioned, just like what happened in Canada with the protesters, the farmers that brought their tractors. They were sanctioned economically through digital means. The American people don't realize what this nation does to other nations, this nation will do to you. You will be sanctioned financially. Credit cards, debit cards. The enemy of empire are the citizens of empire. Is there anything we can do? Yes, one thing. Pray. That God give you the wisdom to know what to pray. We're not going to stop what's going to come to this country. The people of this country, the only hope is their belief and trust in Jesus Christ, period, period, period. He's the only hope that the people of this nation have. Or, if not, then they will have an opportunity, the people that won't receive Christ and look to God for their help. You can take the mark of the beast. You can take the number of his name. You can worship his image. That's the alternative. Eternal fire. But Russia and China, what they did in February 2 years ago, 22, finally, for the first time ever since 1945, when we dropped the bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, for the first time since World War II, from that period of time, these two nations, these two peoples, these two presidents openly declared war on the United States of America, and that war, they are gaining momentum. And like I was going to say, the only thing that this country can do is target those nations for destruction. And it's going to happen. You don't mess with this country. You don't mess with our system of control, our system of hegemony. This was the vision laid out by foreign policy gurus Henry Kissinger and Zbigniew Brzezinski, which centered around efforts to keep Russia and China divided to prevent them from combining their respective strengths to challenge American hegemony. This is what these two men, this was their counsel to the administrations. Do not allow Russia and China to combine their respective strengths to challenge American world hegemony. They did it in February 4th, 2022. A grand coalition of China and Russia united not by ideology, but by complementary grievances would pose the most dangerous scenario as far as threats to U.S. hegemony are concerned, Brzezinski wrote in his 1997 treatise, The Grand Chessboard, echoing the building of work begun by Kissinger in the early 70s to institute his famous triangular diplomacy doctrine in relation toward Moscow and Beijing. And Joe Biden, those controlling him fell into the trap. And what they did is they forced these two nations together. And like Xi Jinping stated, we don't have to trade by ocean. Russia and China can trade by the One Belt Road. And Putin complimented Xi on his vision that he had to put this beautiful road. I don't know if you've seen it. You can go to Google and look at it. It's a massive, beautiful road from China, Western China, all the way to just below the southern border of Russia. And Russia has not allowed China to go through the Russian territory just yet, because Putin is still a little skeptical about Xi Jinping, and he should be. Xi Jinping, his objectives are world hegemony. We know what he's all about. I'll be back. Rick Rodriguez, Present Truth.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard, and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hello, church. Henry here from God's Feeding Station, and I've got a news flash for you today. Neither Donald Trump nor anyone else on this planet is going to be the savior of this country. We are only saved through faith in Christ. Romans 5:1 says, therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And 2 Corinthians 5:21 tells us, for our sake, he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. The only way to turn things around is not through anybody in this world, but by repentance and turning back to God. This is what we're talking about at the Feeding Station. So come join us at godsfeedingstation.org, a proud sponsor of Craig James and Just Informed Talk Radio.
Because the revolution's here, and you know it.
The article I'm referring to is out of SputnikGlobe.com. Kissinger's Nightmare. U.S. bid to crush Russia and China economically only drives them closer. And it happened. It took place. Quoting U.S. Marine Brian Berletic, for many years, Russia and China and a growing list of other nations targeted by U.S.-led sanctions have been working on alternative financial, economic, and trade mechanisms to sidestep such sanctions and continue building both national and regional self-sufficiency as well as economic strength. That's what we do. We prepare. We prep. Well, this is what these people have been doing, prepping economically. Berletic stated, continues, these efforts have finally reached a critical mass, displacing dependence on the United States dollar and allowing Russia and China and many other nations to now insulate themselves from the impact of Western sanctions. It's too late. The United States used that tool one too many times. It is no longer effective. He also emphasized, in this new world, not a new world order, a new world, Western attempts to pressure nations into submission through economic means are no longer as effective as they once were and are more likely to isolate the West itself than the nations it is targeting. The United States is being isolated. China doesn't need the U.S. economy anymore. China has expanded her economic base nationally, internationally. Russia and China working together. China will supply Russia with everything needed to defeat NATO and the United States in Ukraine. Russia and China did what no other nation would do. All collective of nations, European nations, there's no way. They were breaking away from economically through trade within their nations at the time Ukraine war started. And it forced them right back into the clutches of the United States of America. They are once again in the gravitational pull of America's economic empire. It's not going to end. France is the only nation that is trying to work itself into this multipolar trading network of nations. America's watching. I got a feeling the U.S. is going to repay France. All the nations in Europe are watching what France is doing, and they're not as bold as France is to try to separate themselves from dollar supremacy. But people, the nations are going to continue to de-dollarize. That is the verboten term. This is what the United States government doesn't want to hear. De-dollarization. It's too late. China just dumped, I think, $34 billion worth of treasury notes just a couple of weeks ago. I'll be back tomorrow to visit Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360khnc.com for podcasts.
Did you know that 6 in 10 Americans are suffering with chronic disease? Join us for an enriching experience featuring esteemed speakers such as The High Wire's Dow Bigtree, renowned farmer Joel Salatin, medical rebel Dr. Lee Merritt, pioneering naturopath Dr. Henry Ely, and many more. With a diverse lineup of over 15 speakers, 55 vendor booths, and an anticipated 1,500 attendees, this summit is your gateway to authentic solutions for healthier living. Don't let this chance slip by. To enhance your journey towards well-being, discover healthier solutions, and connect with like-minded individuals. Get your tickets now for June 1st at the Scenic Ranch in Loveland, Colorado. Call or text 970-475-4083. That's 970-475-4083. Or visit NaturallyInspiredHealthSummit.com.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, 1360 AM, KHNC, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.